Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the mighty word of the living God, the word that saves, heals, delivered, and just does great and wonderful things for us. Lord, we want to praise you and thank you for this mighty book we call the Word of God. Lord, thank you for this book. Thank you for this word. Now, Lord, as we talk about salvation and a mighty testimony today, we want to give you all the praise and the glory about how your word, when it's presented, even when someone just reads it, how it can bring them to the saving knowledge of Christ. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, I ask you to reveal to many that does not know you today how to come to Jesus. Lord, we claim every soul out there today that is lost for you and for service under your kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Today we're going to talk about a magnificent story about how a young man that was a school teacher at the time, which took his Bible to school with him, and he had a special little Bible that actually I had given him, this little Bible, years ago. And it had the plan of salvation all laid out in it, and how he had taken that book to school, and how one of his co-workers had come to Christ from merely reading this little Bible. And I want to introduce to you again today Ricky Smith, a young pastor in a church now, but he used to be a school teacher, and he's now changed professions. He's now preaching the Word of God. But at that time, he was a school teacher in a special behavior management type of school. And he's going to tell us a magnificent story about how one of his co-workers that works with him came to know Christ through this magnificent book that we call the Word of God. Ricky, good to have you on the set again today, brother. Praise the Lord.
Well, thank you, Thurman. For so many years, and it's a shame that I have to tell this, but for so many years, that little Bible you give me when I was so young sat there and collected dust. You know, I've told people that I'm ashamed of the pastors that I've been around that did not teach me anything. Not that I really listened, more likely, but I never was taught anything about the Word. And but it was by no fault of theirs either. It was in black and white print. I mean, that Bible sat right there, collected dust. And the Lord began to chastise me and chasten me. I found that little Bible along with another Bible I'd been presented when I was graduate of high school, and I carried that little paraphrased Bible. Because the reading ability was so low that, you know, anybody could pick it up and read it. It's just like you or I would sit down and begin to testify to people about the Word and talk to them about the Word and explain to them. But I myself was, I had carried that little Bible, set it on my desk, and was talking to another young lady about Jesus. And, of course, you remember in on the inside of that book, it had the title Plan of Salvation written in there. And then down through the list, it had a list of scriptures to see. And it'd say, Ephesians 2 and 8, and see such and such page. That's where you'd find it. And it was highlighted or underlined. I think it's underlined. And because they didn't have highlighters back in those days, I don't think it was that old. But I took that Bible, and we were talking about the Lord, and my coworker was standing there listening. And, of course, she was where I used to be, you know. I wasn't always a preacher. I've told somebody before, don't count me out. I know how sorry a person can be because I was there. But I took that Bible. It began to change my life, and I began to know that if it changed my life, it can change other people's life. And we were, a young lady and I was standing there talking about things of the Lord, things about the Scriptures, and I'd opened the Bible up, read it. We'd looked at something. I looked it up, and then I'd laid the thing over at the side, and the Lord just moved on me to lay it open to that plan of salvation. So I laid it over the side between me and my coworker, where she would obviously be able to see it. And I caught her out of the side of my eye, corner of my eye, that she leaned up just like an old cat looking, you know, curiosity of a cat got her. And she looked up there and saw that plan of salvation. So she opened it, picked it up. Opened it, saw the page number, thumbed over and found that page, saw that underlined scripture in short on that page, and it said, you know, it'd have a little sign down there, see such and such page next. And she went through that process, and so I just kind of ignored her, let her read it. And she had that thing down her lap, was reading it, going through it. And me and the other young lady, we stood there and we talked about things that the Lord has done in our lives and just how magnificent. You know, when that word becomes alive, it gives you something to really talk about. You know, none of that idle chatter, no idle talk, you know, meaningless conversation. It had some real fruit to it. And so we were having a great time talking. And after we got through talking, I looked back around. And standing there looking at my coworker, just kind of glanced over to her, and she says, "Well, what's next?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" She says, "Well, all these other pages said see such and such page next," and she says, "I got to this one, there's nothing there." I said, "Well, then you're through." And I just felt like, well, there's something else here. So I said, "You know, I have had people tell me they can know the very hour, what color, you know, what clothes they were wearing, where they were at, all everything that happened specifically when they got saved." I said, "You know, I didn't. I grew up with a grandmother who taught me about Jesus, and Jesus was always alive and real to me. You know, so I never grew up without Jesus." And I told her, I said, "You know, I can't tell you the specific place. I'm not a, you know, a date-oriented and a name-oriented type of person. I just tell you, I can know that I was saved. Only by the grace of God was I saved for many years, but that word has increased my salvation." But all she had done was read that word. And I said, "When was you saved?" She says, "What do you mean, saved?" And I looked at her and I said, "Well, you've never been saved?" And as if you had just lit her fire, woke her up from one of those nightmares when you're falling off a cliff, she jumped up. She says, "Oh, yeah, now, right then," and pointed to that book. And the word itself saved her. Nothing I'd ever talked to her about, nothing I had ever done. The word, through her reading God's word, the Holy Spirit coming convicting her of her sin, revealing His word to her, and salvation through His plan, through His word, that woman got saved right then. And it was an awesome thing. It was, she didn't know whether to laugh or to cry or to jump up, scream, or just fall over. She got on, it's like a dog that just got his tail stepped on. She was spinning around, and it changed her whole life from that point on. But that word became real to her. I since have talked to her about some of the testimony you and I have talked about previously in other programs. And whenever I shared it with her, just to see how far she has gone in the word, she was like, "Yeah, it's in there." So that tells me she is still reading that word. And hopefully she's going to lead her husband and her daughter to the Lord. But she hasn't got that boldness yet. But I'm telling you, that woman will never be able to deny her salvation, because no man, no woman ever led her to the Lord. Only the Lord led her to Him. He drew him to her, to Himself, as the Bible says.
That's kind of amazing, that all we need to do is take the Word of God and either quote it to people or let them read it themselves out of the Word of God. It's so amazing how powerful the Word of God is, because that's how you and I got saved. That's what changed mine in your life. Both of us were raised up in a good Christian home with parents and grandparents and so forth that were really, really wonderful people that loved God. And so, but even myself, although my mother was a great Christian woman, my dad was a good Christian man, and we went to church every time the door was open, but I remember specifically when I was 11 years old, when I came under conviction by the power of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord began to convict me that night when we were at church, and it was on a Wednesday evening, and I went home and asked Mother about it, and she said, "Well, what's happening, son, is the Holy Spirit's calling you. You need to be saved. You need to go down and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior." So that next night when we went to church, I couldn't wait to do that, and I went down and accepted Jesus as an 11-year-old boy. Didn't understand much about the Word of God, didn't know what it was in its entirety by no means, and still not sure I understand all of the things that was there that He meant when He said, "It is finished," but I know a whole lot more of them today than I did when I was an 11-year-old boy. But it's amazing how the Word of God, if we will present it to people, and that's all it takes. And it is such a shame that the Lord told us in His Word, He clearly said in Matthew 28, 18, 19, and 20, Matthew 28, is it Matthew 28? Yeah, 18. Matthew 28, the Lord told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then over in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, the Lord again clearly said to every born-again Christian, he said, this is my command to you. Now go into the world and preach this gospel to every creature. And to them that hear it and believe will be saved. And them that will not will be condemned to hell. And we as a church really technically do not believe that. It's just we give that lip service, because if we really believed that everybody that we run into that we don't share the gospel with or that does not know Jesus is literally going to die and go to hell, that would literally light our fire to be doing what our King says. When we realize that if we come home and pray and take authority over the evil spirits that's blinding the minds of people, we command those evil spirits to leave them, and then ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the Holy Spirit to that person to convict that person of sin and draw them into the kingdom of God. And then if we will do what the Scripture says, ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the proper labor into the harvest to bring them in. And then tell him, Lord, if I'm that labor, use me. But if I'm not that labor for that particular person, then you use someone. But whoever it is, Lord, I claim that person's spirit, soul, and body for you in Jesus' name. Now, if we pray at home, do our spiritual warfare at home, if we do those things, and then we go out after praying and taking authority over the enemy, then we go out and do what he says, and then he will absolutely do those mighty things, and we will see many people get saved.
You know, many times I hear people say they want to pray if it be God's will, you know, because they don't know what God's will is, because they don't know God's word. Well, I can tell you one thing that is God's will. You may not ever know, those out there listening may never know anything about what God's will is, but I can tell you one thing. God's will is that everyone be saved. So we will go out and share the gospel, show it, give it to somebody, write it in find a preacher. If you don't know a plan of salvation, find someone. Find out how you got saved, or find someone who got saved and have them write it down in some scriptures and do just a little simple thing. I did nothing but open the book, and God did the rest. And God's will is that everyone be saved. If you want to ask a prayer that's going to be answered, ask that God's will be done in that way.
Well, praise the Lord Jesus. We come to the end of another day. If you would like to have audio or video teaching tapes or even this series of testimonies on CD or whatever, just give us a call at the 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video training tapes about our ministry. Also like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Now, we have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We teach the Word of God, and we see the King do great and mighty miracles. You go up 35E to Walnut Hill, go east on Walnut Hill, 4 blocks to Shady Trail, turn right. We're about 300 yards down on the right in a business complex. Come and see us, and we would love to have you. And we would expect our King to do mighty miracles for you.